The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Seconds to go. CJ, follow-away jumper. Got it! CJ McCollum! Are you kidding?
Oh my God, Chris!
That was the Wiz last night as we say Happy New Year, one and all. Chris Miller, Drew Gooden on the call for Monumental. It's another time that the Wiz have stung the reeling Milwaukee Bucks in one season. And slow down. We don't want you to win too much now, boys, because we got to keep that top 8 pick protected. How you doing, everybody? Happy Thursday, January 1st, 2026. Get used to writing that incredible, jarring number down on your checks, in your checkbook, and documents you signed. Yes, we're in 2026 right now. I saw where somebody said, just not to freak anyone out, but we're closer to 2050 than we are to 2000. And for those of us old heads like me, I remember 2000. I remember it like it was, well, almost yesterday. Welcome aboard. Steve Zabin hosting for the next 2 hours and 36 minutes till 7 o'clock tonight in this New Year's Day. Who wants this shift? Ooh, I'll take it. Sports Saturday type of show, which is technically flying under the Grant and Danny flag today. Metal Chris is in on a New Year's Day with me. And frankly, that's all I need. Like Steve Martin in the Jerk metal, Chris, all I need is my paddle ball. I need my remote control, and I need my paddle ball. I got all I need right here. Got Earl on updates, my man Earl Forsey. So he's going to keep updating the game as it goes on. I'm watching Indiana and Alabama right now, and I watched as much of the first game as I could take. It was a hard watch. I mean, you're talking a game in which one team didn't score, Texas Tech, and it still took 3 hours and 30 minutes. College football has got to figure out a way to cram their package into a more tidy three-hour envelope like the NFL does. But that's a problem for another day. There's lots of problems in college football, and that is way down the list. But right now, we are sitting 0-0, first quarter, in a rain-soaked Pasadena. And as if the new year didn't start off on a bad enough foot for yours truly, because I woke up with, I don't want to say a hangover, I didn't go anywhere. I was in my own basement with my daughter, who loves New Year's Eve so much, and watching all the shows and Seacrest and the Nashville show from CBS. And by the way, they had a huge gaffe in the show. I don't know if you saw this. Metal Chris, you're a man of engineering and making sure things run smoothly. Do you see where they lost power and they crashed out the entire New Year's Eve show in Nashville?
No.
About 20 minutes last night?
No, I was watching the ABC one, so up in New York. That's usually the one I watch. So I didn't know that. No, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like that
Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yeah, kind of like it. So I watch all three because in my home theater, I got three TVs set up for football watching and other multiple sports watching, like I'm at a damn, you know, Dave and Buster's. And I'm watching the main one on the ABC Seacrest on main screen. I got the CBS one on the right screen, and I've got the football game on the left screen. Everyone's happy. My daughter's happy. I'm fading down the music when there's commercials, popping it back up, and she's like, hey, it's back on again. And keeping an eye on a football game and then watching the CBS one. And I watched the CBS one freeze, and I'm thinking, it must be my streaming. So I kind of jiggle the remote to see if I can't get it fixed, and nothing happens. And then next thing you know, they just poof, dump out. Now I'm watching the right screen a lot more, going, okay, they're running network promos. What's going on here? Okay, more fluff, local news promos. What is going on? Are they okay in Nashville? What the hell's happening? They finally come back. It was Bert Kreischer, the machine, comedian, hosting with Hardy, country music star. And I don't want to fat shame on the first of the year when we're all trying to get into shape with new resolutions, but all that weight that Jelly Roll lost, Hardy found it, apparently. It's just going from one country star to another country star. They come back and they were joking, like, yeah, somebody apparently pulled the plug on the power and we lost everything.
So it wasn't even like a short. Someone like tripped over a cable or something.
That's what they said.
Oh, that's the worst.
Right, exactly. Who rerouted the browser or the router? Who rebooted the router right now? We're on the air, for God's sakes. I have no idea, but I just know how many people are in charge of trying to make sure they catch every contingency. Microphones, backup mics.
This is why you tape down your cables.
Yes, exactly. This is why gaffer's tape was made. Don't just lay it loose going, nobody's going to trip over that. Somebody will always trip over it. So, yeah, that was last night. That was pretty funny. But as if today didn't get off to a bad enough start because of my pseudo hangover that really wasn't. I wasn't drinking hard or anything, but I had a few cocktails, and I stayed up a bit later than I should have. And I just woke up on the wrong side of 2026. As if that wasn't bad enough. It rained today so much at the Rose Bowl, they canceled the pregame show. The whole Rose Parade with all the floats and the incredibly spectacular but wasteful amount of actual roses used to construct the exterior skin of these floats was completely affected by the fact they had a lot of rain today. So, and then, of course, the worst part was no B-2 bomber flyover at the Rose Bowl. I demand a redo. I don't know when we're going to do it. We probably can't scramble a B2 to fly over the game tonight because it's indoors at the Superdome. But in the next round, can we please reschedule that? I need it. I want it. This is a tradition. I guess because of the weather, guess because of the low cloud cover, they couldn't fly it low enough or didn't want to fly it low enough to get that shot. Of course, this game, the Rose Bowl, and this stadium and this venue with the San Gabriel Mountains and the eucalyptus trees and the golden winter California sunshine gracing the late afternoon is one of the most aesthetically pure things in all of sports. And we're not getting it today because it's overcast. At least it's not raining. And that would have been wild because I don't think in my lifetime I've ever seen an actual rainy Rose Bowl game. The stadium is iconic, and they were, of course, doing a lot of pieces on that and intros about the Rose Bowl and all that. And I agree, it's great visually. It is old, however. It is too flat, too big, no suites, aging, decrepit. I've had friends who have gone to games there, and they say, yeah, it's a good stadium to look at on TV. But I'm glad we still have it. Because once it's gone, it's gone. They're not building another one of those ever again, where the focus is solely on the football and it's about the fans who are willing to go through narrow corridors to get into their seats and to sit there without very little amenities or a club level or suites or anything like that and just watch the game. But the field is always so good. That's the thing. I'm also a grass nerd. Love the aesthetics of the Rose Bowl, and I also love the agriculture, agronomy of the Rose Bowl. So keep an eye on that game as it's currently 0-0 in the first quarter. The game this afternoon was a woof stinker. Oregon completely shut down Texas Tech. 23-0 your final score in the Orange Bowl down at Hard Rock in Miami. A day Orange Bowl. I'm pretty sure this is the first time this has ever happened, a daytime Orange Bowl. And I don't want to be, again, that old man that shakes his fist at the clouds, but I don't like it. I also didn't like the fact that it was a complete and utter domination. Oregon took Texas Tech and that supposed high-flying offense and said, that's really nice. It's very cute that you guys are here. Who are you? Texas Tech. Okay. How did you get good again? Oh, portal. Okay. Yeah. A lot of money. Big portal class they brought in. I've read stories about how Texas Tech did this. I can't recite them chapter and verse per se, but I do know that they exploited this little window before the NIL and portal rules kind of get closed off to a certain degree. They said, we can spend and spend big now and change the trajectory of the program. And they did that for 1 year. We'll see, though, if it's sustainable. Nobody knows if any of this currently in college football is sustainable because it's just too new. It's too young. You've got all these schools chasing after players. And the portal today, or the portal tomorrow, opens up officially for its magical 16-day window. And there's a ton of kids in there already. No official number. You really can't look at what the NCAA sees on this portal, but recruiting and college football websites and services like On3, they estimate it's well over 3,000 names. 3,000 names in the portal. And there's going to be more. And the word is that between 35 to maybe 40% of the young athletes who enter the portal seeking a bigger bag elsewhere or just a change of scenery are going to die in the portal, as they call it, meaning they will either not get picked up or not offered anything by anybody, but at best they'll have to scramble for a lesser deal at maybe a school they don't like, which could be further away from home. And of all the college football programs and college sports programs, period, the portal are problems 1, 2, and 3. the NIL and the rev share, that can be worked out, and they're kind of stumbling their way towards figuring it out. The portal, though, creates chaos every year. And while the super college football nerds love it, because they're like, ooh, this guy could go here. Ooh, this guy could go there. And they talk about the chaos, portal chaos coming. The average fan not only doesn't know who's going where, they don't care. Like, it's great for the super hardcore college football wonks and maybe the gamblers. But I'm talking casual fans who can name coach and quarterback, maybe one-star defensive player, and they enjoy a good college football game and will watch it. If not stem to stern, they'll watch a good chunk of it. They don't know any or all of these names, and they don't care. And if you have a team that's good or on the verge of being good, it is, I think, not just super annoying. I think it becomes very poisonous to have to think, well, is this guy going to stay? Is that guy going to go? Is our coordinator going to take that job somewhere else? And nobody's against necessarily freedom of movement or coaches taking jobs, but at some point it gets to the stage of being utterly ridiculous. And so it's going to really test the affinity of the average college football fan, not the hardcore guys, but the average guys in terms of, you know, pretty much how much of the sport they care to watch or read about or talk about or care about. Dante Moore, quarterback for the Oregon Ducks. And he was okay today. He got his hand smashed up on a tackle. He is considered one of the top two quarterbacks along with Mendoza in possibly the upcoming NFL draft. They would have to declare first. Not sure whether or not he's going to go. Ty Simpson, who's playing right now for Alabama, is another top NFL prospect. He could, in theory, go pro. He could, in theory, come back and play for somebody for $4 million next year. That's the thing that is so crazy, that if a kid feels good about, okay, I like college, I like the team I'm on, I think I could use another year of getting better, they can do it while making $4-5 million. Carson Beck, who was okay today for Miami, was really their, or last night for their defense, was the story in the game. Beck had, I think it was like 19 of 26 for about 153 yards. You know, 153 yards on 26 squeezes is not very dynamic, but it doesn't matter. He could play QB1 in college, and he made $4 million this year, and who knows what the price will be next year. So Dante Moore is a big question. Now, you're probably wondering, so the portal opens tomorrow, you're saying, and there's 16 days. Well, what happens if Oregon goes all the way to the championship game? Well, there's an exception for players still in the playoffs. They get a five-day portal period themselves after their team's eliminated. Then there's the wild card of Trinidad Chambliss, quarterback at Ole Miss, who is petitioning for a sixth year of eligibility. Of course he is, right? Who wouldn't? Not quite good enough to be a first-round pick, but certainly good enough to make $4 million next year if he can get that extra year. He's got lawyers on the case. So, yeah. Anyhow, 0-0 right now, Alabama, Indiana, I believe. One of my TVs flipped off of the game for reasons I don't know. Indiana's lining up what looks like a field goal. If you were in a coma and just woke up after like 5 years, like pre-pandemic, let's say, God forbid, you went into a COVID coma in 2020, and you're just coming out now. You're like, oh, man. And then, hey, what day is it? It's New Year's. Oh, is Rose Bowl on? You sure it is. Who's in it? Alabama. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Who are they playing? Yeah, that's the thing. Indiana. What? That's right, one of the worst programs in college football in the granddaddy of them all. All right, let's get the phone lines available for those that would like to join me. I got no guests lined up today. I am, as the kids would say, raw dogging this little shift between now and 7 p.m. So that, any and all what phone that means. Calls. Come on, you know what it means. Raw dogging, baby. You just get in there and do it. We don't have any guests. We're just going to talk. Talk sports, take some calls. There's actually plenty to talk about. We got to talk about Michael Irvin last night, who was just off his rocker rooting for the U. I want to talk New Year's resolutions. We got the NFL's Week 18 coming up. We've got Cliff Kingsbury rumors to talk about. MTV has ended. There's one for you, Metal Chris, if you want to get into the music side of things. This is, of course, the music-only MTV, which kind of didn't exist in the States anymore for a while. The actual brand channel is still around, but they finally pulled the plug on just the video portion of MTV around the world. So that was interesting from yesterday. And, yeah, and there's plenty more to talk about as well. So keep an eye on the game as it goes on right now. Still overcast. Spectacular scene there. It's red on red. Crime on crime there at Alabama and Indiana in the Rose Bowl in the muck of a rare, rainy Southern California day. Coming up, it's a new year, and I would like to announce a few resolutions. You are listening to a special New Year's Day edition of Grant and Danny. Zabe sitting in today, 800-636-1067. The Fan, we're back after this.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
In the 1990s, mankind discovered that we could turn the year into glasses, changing New Year's Eve parties forever. But in 2010, we hit a wall. Nobody knew what to do with the one. Nobody. Do you go around it? Do you go through it? I mean, it was a nightmare. That's why we brought in Walter Schmidt. Well, Walter was a big shot in the novelty glasses world. I mean, straw glasses, googly eye glasses, the one with the mustache. He was responsible for all of that. We had to convince him, because if it was up to him, we'd be waiting until 2040, because that's the next year. that would make sense. You see, only the 0, 4, 6, 8, and 9 really lend themselves to glasses, giving us 5 usable decades per century and 5 usable centuries per millennium. That's 250 optimal New Year's glasses per 1,000 years. This is the story of the heroes and the living legend who give us new glasses every year, no matter how stupid they look.
What do you do with all your old New Year's Eve glasses? You know, the ones where you used to look out the zeros in the middle of 2001 or 2002, 2003. The creativity of some people on the internet for no money whatsoever to make these little videos cracks me up. I love how that was done such documentary style. Like, we were running into a problem. What do we do with the one? Can't, what are you trying to look through it or something? We brought in Walter Schmidt, who was a big shot in the novelty glasses industry. We had to figure this out here. Yeah. Welcome to a New Year's Day edition of Grant and Danny. Steve Zabin sitting in for Grant and Danny. You can hit me up on the phone lines at 800-636-1067. Otherwise, I'll just sit here and talk about stuff for fun until 7 o'clock tonight. Keeping an eye on Alabama, Indiana, your latest update. Indiana 3, Alabama nothing. Overcast but not raining at the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl, presented by Prudential. Yes, indeed. We have major corporations sponsoring these bowls. So, it's a new year. You might have some resolutions. Sucker. First, let's start with a couple of definitions so we get this straight. Resolution. A firm decision to do or not do something. I then looked up resolve, to decide firmly on a course of action or a firm determination to do something. New Year's resolutions. I actually did some research into this metal, Chris, and I found out, do you know the number one reason why most resolutions are broken every damn year?
The main reason why?
Yes. What does research show the main reason why resolutions are broken every year?
I mean, I figure it probably, because I figure the one everyone does is some sort of lose weight or get in shape kind of thing. So it's got to be something yes. to do with eating. I don't know, but that something to do with that.
The number one reason that resolutions, no matter what they are, lose weight, quit smoking, quit drinking, start smoking, start whatever, is that people make them. If you don't make a resolution, then you can't break it. That is the first and most important thing to get out there, okay? You can't be making these things, people. The number one reason most resolutions are broken is people make them in the first place. There is a expression, I heard it first on the great HBO cult classic, not everyone liked the show, but I loved it, Deadwood, where Al Swearengen said, announcing one's plans is a good way to hear God laugh. Had to research that today to say, is that an original from David Milch, who wrote that series and put it into the words of his main character, Al Swearengen? No, actually goes back to Woody Allen. It actually goes back to an ancient Yiddish proverb. And the ancient Yiddish proverb is, man plans, God laughs. The Woody Allen variation is, if you want to make God laugh, tell him about your plans. The concept was found in religious texts as far back, you know, as the Bible in Proverbs 16:9, highlighting the unpredictability of life versus human planning. So reason number one why most New Year's resolutions get broken is people make them. Reason number two, according to my exclusive research on this as to why New Year's resolutions get broken, is if they were doable or easy, people would already be doing them. Am I right? Can I get a hallelujah from the back on that? You're starting with the premise of, okay, I want to lose weight. I wanted to get more exercise. I want to be better with my finances. Well, you had all of last year to do them and the year before that. Why are you still not doing them? Something in you, either laziness or you just prefer to live a comfortable, well-fed life, you're like, yeah, nah, don't want to trouble with it. So that's number two.
Well, everyone overeats the holidays too, though. So you kind of, I can see why people want to like lose weight after the holidays if you've been stuffing your face since Thanksgiving, you know?
Right. Yeah, because we have been given ourselves a pretty much 45-day bender.
Yeah.
Starting around Thanksgiving. Maybe starting at Halloween. That's the problem.
Well, so January 1st rolls around, you start thinking about Valentine's Day next.
Well, I can't go on a diet now. I got Valentine's Day coming up in just about a month. I'll do it after that. The pushing off, the pushing off, the pushing off. And then I guess the rest of the reason behind numbers one and numbers two don't really matter because, you know, it is what it is. I would say keep your resolutions humble. Keep them easily attainable. And I have read, even though I'm not that good at practicing it, but I've read multiple places from multiple people that determination and enthusiasm never lasts. Discipline is, you know, like that ironclad motivation, discipline. I'm going to do this. It fades. What you really need is a routine. You need habits. Habits show up when determination and or resolution or enthusiasm is at a low tide. And I get that. That's good. So get into a routine is what they say should be a better way to go. I have just a couple of New Year's resolutions, and they are humble, and I think they're attainable. I don't want to say easily attainable, but they're attainable. Resolution number one, don't scroll in bed. God, I'm the worst at this. I know someone out there is going, nah, you haven't met me, Zabe. I can sit in bed and just scroll on my social media with my thumb all day long. I've got to break myself of this habit because it's easily eating up 20, 25, 30, 40 minutes sometimes on any day that I don't have to necessarily be up real quick and get somewhere. Oh, yeah, I'm awake. Well, let me just wake up gently here. Let me just check the phone here. Scroll, 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 scroll. And, of course, with my job, meaning I'm scrolling Twitter looking for actionable material for shows and things that would be perfect for a Raw Dog 2.5-hour shift on New Year's Day when ain't nobody listening right now. In fact, the only people hearing me right now are like, wait a minute, this sounds like live programming. That's right, Indiana 3, Alabama nothing. Rose Bowl presented by Prudential going on right now, New Year's Day. You're hearing me by accident today. I don't even know who's out on the roads. I popped out on the roads briefly. And I'm like, all right, everyone's home right now. That's great. Good for people. But if you're hearing me by accident, here are these three resolutions. Number one, don't scroll in bed. Number two, if I'm going to play golf, make sure to commit to 1.5 hour before your tee time arrival to at least hit a couple of balls and get yourself organized and not be rushed and allow yourself 30 minutes afterwards to have a beer with the lads. I think those of us who play golf, lead busy lives, have families, you get into the habit of, I won't be getting there until right before the tee time. I'll be throwing my shoes on the first tee. That's no way to play. And to then get done with the round, hey, can you stop in for a beer? Nah, I got to go. I got to do things. Just plan it better. Just say, look, yes, I can play golf, and of course I will stay for a beer. And then the third thing is, and this is the lowest bar resolution, stop eating popcorn ever. It's such a trash food. It's got those husks of the corn kernel shell that gets stuck in your gums and your teeth. It makes your breath smell awful. It is non-nutritive, just empty calories, but it doesn't feel like it's heavy calories, so you eat way too much of it. It is trash. If I could never eat popcorn again in my life, Metal Chris, I would be very happy. And yet, every time I think to myself, didn't you swear off popcorn? And then I'm like, all right, give me a handful. Oh yeah, makes your hand all messy as well. You gotta wipe it on yourself or wipe it on your girlfriend or your wife as they're sitting next to you. Watching movies makes a terrible mess around your couch and on your floor. It's nasty stuff. Don't do it. So those are my three right there. Do you have any medal, Chris, that you would like to announce, or would you like to keep those close to the vest?
That's kind of the same thing I do every year. I just want to see that ball drop next year.
There you go. Live. Live 365 days.
That's the challenge.
That's a great one right there. Oh, Indiana has just punched it into the end zone. Earl's got an update, top of the hour, right?
Yep, yep.
Okay. Earl will get you all the deets. Indiana, strike up the band. They've hit the end zone as they've taken a strong early first quarter lead against Alabama in the Rose Bowl. It is a New Year's Day. Zabe sitting in for Grant and Danny right here on the Fam.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas makes socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Anytime I can get some poison to come back to, I'm all about it. And it's got a thematic hook in because this is Every Rose Has Its Thorn. As we watch the Rose Bowl right now in Pasadena. Thought you were going to surge it up right there, Metal Chris. Welcome back.
I thought we were going to talk.
Hour 2. I hit the post for you with my lead up. Come on, man. A little bit of volume. Cost the same if it's at 2 or it's at 10. Let's go now. All right, 800-636-1067, the Fan. Thank you, Earl, for the update. Good to hear his dulcet pipes working on a holiday Thursday. Week 18 in the NFL's coming up, and you heard some of the new news and notes. I'd say that for Raven fans, hun, it is, I would think, good news, unless you're one of these people who are like, I'm sick of Lamar. I know Tyler Huntley's not as good, but at least he wants to play. Let's roll him out there again in a win-or-go-home game. It looks like Lamar is on pace to play this game. It'd be hard to believe he wouldn't play, barring a setback. Practiced yesterday, practiced today. John Harbaugh said he, quote, looked pretty good, unquote, out there. As I mentioned, it's a big game, has so many ramifications for a lot of different people. I don't think both Harbaugh and Tomlin are safe. I think the loser may well be gone as coach, either by nudging. You know, there was a report this past week, I think by Adam Schefter, that Mike Tomlin may decide on his own to step aside and then do TV for a while before deciding his next coaching stop. By the way, it'd be a great play for him. I think if he doesn't win this game, that's the play I'd advise. I'd say, look, you had an unbelievable run in Pittsburgh, incredible streak of non-losing seasons, but I got to tell you, Mike, the natives are restless. They really are. They're bringing up the fact that even though you have a winning record or not a losing record and a lot of playoff appearances, you're not going anywhere in the playoffs. You're not doing anything. And I know that you got these cool phrases that sound great, you know, like you popped out this week. This week, it was Tomlin saying, when asked about, oh, how do you feel about past failures to go further than the first round of the playoffs, he said, my windshield's bigger than my rear view. The standard is the standard. I mean, those are great, pithy little motivational quotes, but at some point, the fan base gets to be kind of fed up. And I would say that Harbaugh himself as well is at the verge of, okay, how many more years of this? And if it really comes down to okay, Lamar does have a problem with Harbaugh, we got to make a decision, it'd be easier to get rid of the coach and find a new one of those than it would be to get rid of the quarterback who's a two-time MVP and find another one of him. Not impossible, just harder. That's all. And then, of course, you got on the Pittsburgh side as well, the Rodgers situation where, you know, he hasn't sucked this year. Last week was not his best moment, though. He missed multiple easy open receivers on a couple of drives that people pointed out on their, you know, mom's basement all 22 film session show they do on TikTok and streaming on Twitch. I love those guys, by the way. Didn't play well last week, but he hadn't been awful this year. Said he really enjoyed this and felt like it was something he needed in his soul to complete him, and that he may want to play again next year, which I bet he does. He said it could be two or three good options for me, and then he said, well, we'll see. He only had one option this past year, and that was Pittsburgh. And it's been okay. But if they lose Sunday, I think that changes everything. And that's part of why the NFL is so compelling, is because every game matters for the most part. And when I say for the most part, I did look at the Sunday slate. Woof. Saturday is great. We got two games that matter. 4:30, ABC ESPN carries Panthers Bucks from Tampa. The Fightin' Todd Bowleses are 2.5-point home favorites in this one as he clings for his job down there after they've collapsed since an early hot start. 7-9 Tampa with a win would not clinch the division because they got to wait to see what the Falcons do on Sunday. Yes, they would beat the Panthers straight up to tie them at 8 wins, but they would not win the division because if the Falcons on this late surge win to get to 8 themselves, it's a 3-way tie, and the 3-way tiebreaker is in a round robin head-to-head, and guess who that points to? Carolina. So this is a bit of a snafu on the NFL's part. I don't think it's right that the Buccaneers could win this game and then have to sit and wait to see what Atlanta does to know whether they are in or not. You ought to be able to win and celebrate. Otherwise, it's going to be weird, but it is what it is. So they loaded that game up early Saturday, 4:30 ABC ESPN, and then an ABC ESPN doubleheader at 8 o'clock, the game of the year, the game for the number one seed in the NFC, 13-3 Seattle at 12-4 San Francisco, with the Niners in these alt night version jerseys. They're pretty cool. I know if you're a traditionalist when it comes to NFL jerseys, you'll probably hate them. But I think they kind of hit. They kind of slap, as the kids like to say. A black version, but with the same iconic San Francisco deep red and gold trim. And if the Niners win the division and win the number one seed in a year in which they have been absolutely hammered by injuries and by guys like Brandon Ayuk, who I hope is not a Commander next year. I know there are guys vouching for him, but I want no part of that guy. Injuries, Ayuk going off the reservation. They were tight on the cap to start the year. They had to go without Brock Purdy for a good chunk of the season. The Niners with a win at home Saturday night could be your number one seed in the NFC. What a year that would be for Kyle. And the Niners, Seahawks are 1.5-point favorites there. Then Sunday. Sunday is a woof-a-rama. There's very few games of interest and of motivation. Some teams that could have some motivation, like, say, the Chargers, have already opted out of their motivation. Chargers have shut down their key guys, including Justin Herbert, to be healthy for the playoffs. Chargers knowing that they are definitely a wild card, going on the road somewhere, and they don't want to try to play favorites of, well, we want to go ahead and go here and play them. You don't know. So they're just shutting it down. Jim Harbaugh said, no, we're getting healthy. So Trey Lance will start for the Chargers, which is amazing. The Broncos, their opponent, though, they're playing for the number one seed at 13-3. If they win, they clinch it. And if New England wins, well, yeah, the Broncos, I think, are on the inside track on this. New England could finish 1, 2, or 3. Jacksonville at 12-4 could finish 1, 2, 3, or 5, 6, 7. They can hit every number on the roulette wheel except for the 4 seed, which is kind of wild. But other than that, it's a pretty doggish weekend. And then, of course, the Commanders and Eagles are your late afternoon game. There's 7 4:25 games. It's the only week of the year in which there's more 4 o'clock window games than there are 1 o'clock window games. And the Commanders are throwing out Josh Johnson, it's been reported. And the Eagles are shutting their guys down, so they're throwing out Tanner McKee, the rookie. Eagles are -4.5. All right, 800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to the phone so I have some company on this glorious New Year's Day. Let's go to Luke in D.C. You are first up this afternoon. Hello, Luke. How are you?
Hey, Steve. So I was harping on this about a couple of days ago. It's funny you mentioned about Tomlin. If he gets fired by Steelers, I think we should pounce on him.
I know.
I know that's a long shot. But, like, I think that's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to get a top-5 coach of all time, in my opinion. Like, a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah, I don't know. Thanks for the call, Luke. I appreciate it. I would say the job would be attractive-ish for Tomlin. You know, any job with a quarterback as good as Jaden Daniels is one that a smart coach will say, I want a piece of that. But we don't know if it ends up ending in Pittsburgh for Tomlin if he wants to jump right back in somewhere else. Usually for guys like that, they take a year or two, reframe everything, and get people once again horny to hire you as their head coach. Of course, that happened with that we thought that was going to happen with Cowher. Cowher never took another job. Liked TV and his family too much. Good for him. Let's go to Jimmy. You are next up, Silver Spring, on this New Year's Day. Hello, Jimmy. How are you?
Hey, Zay. Hey. I welcome you back. Before I get into my football point, I'm going to tell you, Zay, I've been calling radio stations and sports talk the best bit on TV, on radio, was You Are Looking Live. Your Friday. You and Scott, and I'm going to tell you, that is something I sorely miss in sports radio. That was the best thing. I never missed that.
Well, thank you. We have fun going through. We have fun going through all the games, even when the games are terrible.
Hey, man, that was the best segment in sports radio history. But I'm gonna tell you, Tom Landry is the greatest football coach in my lifetime, and I'm gonna tell you, Mike Tomlin has a chance to tie that record. 20 non-losing seasons in football is great. If the Pittsburgh Steelers fire Mike Tomlin, that's the biggest mistake in football.
Are you talking non-losing or technically winning? Landry has 21 consecutive non-losing. Right. Tomlin has 19, but I guess it's going to be 20 after this year. So he could tie Landry.
Tom Landry has 20. And Mike Tomlin next year, if he stays with Pittsburgh and has a winning season, a non-losing season, over 500, he will tie the record. Okay. He will be tied with the greatest coach in football history. As far as Jim Harbaugh is concerned, the Ravens are idiots. Their fans are idiots. I listen to Sports Talk. I listen to 105.7, The Fan. I listened to the night Lamar Jackson got drafted. And the fans in Baltimore were talking about, why would you draft this guy? We have Joe Flacco. You know, he's a running back. You know, this, that, other. There are morons. But Jim Harbaugh, I think, needs to go. But
all right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. For those that care, we do a You Are Looking Live, me, Scott, and Solly, for my podcast, The Zabecast, available on all major podcast platforms. Oh, fumble, Alabama, recovered by Indiana. Indiana leading 10-0 right now at the Rose Bowl. We do You Are Looking Live, and we do it every week, every Friday on The Zabecast. So just subscribe. Go to zabe.com/premium. You can be a subscriber, and I appreciate those who come follow us there. Normally, we start the year doing that every week, every Friday. Like, oh, look at all these games. They all matter. They're so cool. What's going to happen? Then you get to week 18 now, and you're like, oh, boy. I mean, other than a couple of games, do these things even matter? I mean, look at the quarterbacks we got playing on Sunday. We got Josh Johnson, Tanner McKee. We might have we're probably going to have Clayton Toon, Max Brosmer, Riley Leonard, Trey Lance, Chris Oluedokun, Aiden Connell, all possibles. Woof. But I got even worse news for you if you don't like Sunday's final week of the year. Wait till they go to 18 games. Then it's going to really, totally suck. Anyway, so the night game on Saturday is going to be the big one. Seahawks, Niners for the number one seed. And then the rest of Sunday is going to be mostly jockeying leading up to the big finale, Ravens at Steelers on Sunday Night Football, and then away we go. Into playoffuary, as the Dr. Pepper commercial calls it. I saw that today. I'm like laughing. What a great name for January. If it weren't for football playoffs, both college and or pro and now college too, because the championship game in college stretches all the way to Jan 19, without football playoffs to pull us through this god-awful dead of winter month, we'd be in big trouble. So welcome to playoffuary as it sits. Coming up, Dan Lanning has proposed a, quote, fix for college football. It makes sense, but there's a much bigger problem that the sport has that the powers that be show no signs of solving. We'll dig into that next. Zabe sitting in here for a special New Year's Day edition of Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. At first I said, that's a small sample size. I wouldn't get too carried away. But now that it's 0-6, I'm starting to think, yeah, maybe. Do you know that the bye teams in the new 12-team college football playoff are 0-6? to the teams I got to play at least in the first weekend. Yeah. Indiana right now is on the verge of snapping that. They got a bye. They're the number one seed, and right now they're up 10-0 on Alabama on a soggy, not quite muddy because it's still elite prescription athletic turf there at the Rose Bowl, but it's soggy for sure. They're up 10-0 on Alabama as the second quarter is winding to a close. About a minute left as Indiana is driving now inside the 15. 1 minute to go, 10-0 Indiana. Any accounts or descriptions of this game without express written consent from NCAA football and or Indiana and or Alabama is strictly prohibited unless you're on the radio and you're allowed to give such accounts and descriptions. Welcome back. Zabe here sitting in on a holiday Thursday. I had to check swing on that. What day is it again? What day is it? Do I work today? Do I need pants today? When's the trash going to be picked up today? Do I have any appointments? What's going on? When are these kids getting out of my house? All these questions in the matrix zone of the week after Christmas. Anyway, sitting in today for Grant and Danny. I'm going till 7 o'clock tonight. Always love hearing from friends, neighbors, countrymen. My guy Fran Rhodes, longtime teaching instructor out there at TPC Potomac, has got a number of tour pros that he works with on their putting with his wonderful little device called the Flight Deck. Reached out directly and said, hey, I caught you by accident. My resolution, Abe, is to play more golf in 2026. And I said, huzzah to that. I would like to add my name to that list, and you and I, Fran, should play this year. Anyway, college football is not broken, but it's in a really weird spot right now as Indiana pushes down to the one now, 20 seconds to go, second and goal. They got one timeout left. There's 18 seconds left. I'll keep you posted on that as it happens in front of my eyes. It's in a weird spot. It's not broken now. I mean, it's making tons of money. Schools are making money. The teams are making money. Programs are making money. Players are now making money. The coaches are making money. They're still getting major corporations to sponsor these bowls. Prudential, and Kellogg's, and Goodyear. All these big firms. Capital One. So it's not broken yet, but it's in a weird spot. They need to see how this 12-team thing plays out for at least, I think, two more years. There is going to be a push to bump it up to 16 next year because they're going to want to scoop up teams that were on the outside that could have been in that might have made a run. And the argument for that is Miami. Miami was eeny, meeny, miny, moe with Notre Dame, and they got in. And now Miami has won two games, and they stun Ohio State last night 24-14. And it wasn't even that close, although it got close at the end. But Miami dominated that game. So there's going to be a push to get it to 16 because they're going to want to say, well, look, we have these other teams that could have easily won the thing. It's not whether or not teams 13, 14, 15 would have had a chance. What it is, well, what is the product that you're selling and where do you want it to fit on the sports landscape? And that's where Dan Lanning comes in play. Coach of Oregon, big shutout win today. Touchdown, Indiana, strike up the band. And the beating is on. 16-0 pending the extra point going into the break against really one of the weaker Alabama teams we've seen in a while. Of course, I'm not going to write Alabama off. Many people did that when they're down 17-0 11 days ago to Oklahoma. But I digress. So Dan Lanning, whose Ducks today folded, crumpled, and mutilated Texas Tech 23-0, has proposed the following. He said, look, we should be playing every Saturday in the month of December. Move the whole season up a week, so we're playing in the last weekend of August. So in other words, that week zero that has typically only had a small handful of games, a boutique selection of two or three games, make that a full slate. And let's play 1 week earlier, and then let's march our way through December, Saturday, 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 championship, New Year's Day. Did I get too many Saturdays in there? Again, I'm not going to get into the specifics yet because it's a long way from happening. His point is, we've been trying to dodge the NFL. Some years, like this year, we can't dodge them, and we go up against them, and we're playing, you know, we're playing uneven sort of week or days off, where it's 1 week here, then it's 11 days there, and da-da-da-da-da. He says college football should own Saturdays in December. And you know what? He is right. That would be a great plan. I'd be down for that. Yes, the sports should wrap up today on New Year's Day. Get the hell out of the way for the NFL's playoffs. Let the portal open so the players can go run around and chase the bag all they want. Many of them, by the way, will not get the bag, as I told you before. And let coaches, if they want to transfer, do the transferring. Lane Kiffin could have stuck around to actually coach the team who will play tonight against Georgia. That sounds like a great idea, right? Okay, let's do it. Well, yeah, you see, but that's going to be the next thing. There are too many entrenched interests in this way or that way, or wait a minute, hold on a second, that will absolutely say, no, we don't want that because this negatively affects us. There is no centralized figure. Some people are yearning for and pining for a respected commissioner of college football who can just say, here's how it's going to be. And some have said Nick Saban would be the perfect guy. Is this what he's doing now? Love that. But I can guarantee you this. Number one, there's no such way to appoint a CEO or commissioner of an entity that has no centralized structure, that is still a loose tie together of rafts and boats on a floating river that do not agree on many things. In fact, I would say they agree on very few things. How are you going to get all of them to sign off and, okay, that's the plan and here's how it's going to affect? On paper, I know what you're saying. I'll email it to you. Landing's right. I've sketched it all out. I've been on a lot of Reddit threads workshopping this. Okay, great. The problem is both invested, you know, entrenched interests, lawyers, and possibly Congress. So I just don't know if that's ever going to happen. That's sort of one problem, the schedule, which is wonky, and this now tension of, do we need more than 12 or not? I don't think you need 12. You don't need 16. I know that. I don't even think you need 12. I think 8 is fine, because you're going to boil this down, and we're going to get down to 4 teams by the end of tonight where you go, yeah, that's pretty much what I thought. I know Texas Tech was a bit of a chic semi-long shot, semi-underdog pick, even though they got a bye and they were the 4 seed. But they showed the fact that there is a sort of institutional strength if you're a program like Oregon, having been in a lot of these big games and 4-team playoffs and BCS championships, that Texas Tech can't quite match. Even if the players and the coaches are all different, there is just sort of that thing about, yeah, we belong here. But we don't even need 12. We need 8. If you're talking about, well, what do we need in terms of determining a fair, legitimate winner? You only need about 8. Now, take what you need versus what you want. And then when you're looking at what you want, remember this. Only the people with the money are going to have the final say in whether you get what you want or not. And the people with the money are the networks who get the Capital Ones and the Goodyears and the Kellogg's corporations to sponsor these bowl events. And they may not want 16, as hard as it may be for some of you to believe. There is such a thing as too much product. I know this, if Alabama doesn't wake up at halftime here and they lay a goose egg and we've got 2 zeros on the board going into the night game, then yeah, there's going to be a lot of network people go, yeah, the ratings were good, but we paid a lot for them, and 2 teams didn't even score. So why do we want to add more? The notion was that the college football playoff was going to be as exciting and as mind-blowing as the NCAA had become as a fixture on the sports and pop culture landscape, And I believe that as well myself. And I have had to say numerous times, boy, did I miss the boat on that. I did not expect it to be like this. Because today's game, the early game, okay. It was fine. It was a game that I knew in my mind meant something because the winner would advance. But I didn't really care about it one way or the other. And because the one, it was so one-sided and Texas Tech got dominated, it wasn't compelling. And you're always going to get that in the landscape of college football. If you went to the school and this is your big shot, yeah, you're so into it. Everyone else, the casual fans, not so much. But the larger problem, and this is well beyond Lanning's otherwise thoughtful and accurate plan of this would be good, which probably won't happen, is the way the portal works and NIL money. To say that it's out of control is an understatement. It is completely unsustainable and will pretty soon fly apart. Because eventually these schools and these boosters, or the boosters will say, we're just not giving any more money. And while the schools can still have their $20 million guaranteed from TV revenue and whatnot to then chop up to the football and basketball programs, at some point they're going to go, why are we doing this? Teams are having to re-recruit their whole roster every damn year. Iowa State was left with 17 players after their bowl game finished last week, or this week, a couple days ago, I believe. 17! Yeah, well, go get some new guys in the portal. Problem is, you got to pay them. And they're not worth buying, is the thing. Made the analogy on my podcast about how, what's the product in college football? The product is, college football is a steakhouse. And the cow is necessary, the steaks, but it ain't the thing. Because if you were a steakhouse and you cooked it up, served it out on the sidewalk, and let people walk away with it, why would you go buy your steak at a steakhouse? I'd cook this at home. You go there for the atmosphere. You go there for the vibe. You go there for the high-end dining experience. And to be there with friends, family, your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, your boy, whatever. That's what the product is. Is the steak necessary? Yes, that'd be the players. Is it the crucial element? Not even close. And what the colleges now are having to do is buy their steak over and over and over again. They got to go into some bidding war for their steak, and it's costing them more and more and more from what they used to have. And that is not sustainable. And at the end of the day, it's just cow. 99%, that's the number, 99% of players in college don't play in the pros. And of the 1% that do go to the pros, I'd say only 1% of the 1% are guys that you can name for the casual fan. A quarterback here, a wide receiver there, a star linebacker, and that's about it. You might get halfway through the first round. And until they figure out a way to fix that, and there doesn't seem to be close, some have an actual theory that they're trying to tank the sport to get antitrust exemptions from Congress. Good luck on that. I still like watching it, though. I hope this game gets close in the second half because I should be off right as the game is coming to a head. And I got a bad feeling, Metal Chris, that it's going to be 34-3 by the time I'm signing off. Oh, well. Tonight's Sugar Bowl will have to save me. Quick break here on the other side. Let's get into week number 18 in the NFL. And hey, Wizards, you're playing great. Now slow down. That's next. Zabe sitting in for Grant and Danny on a New Year's Day edition right here on The Fan. All the big Commanders' decisions are going to come Monday and Tuesday. Nothing is really at stake Sunday at Philly, but Monday will be on us quick, and then you're going to have to keep your head in a swivel. I'll talk more about that just across the other side of the top of the hour update. Right now, the Million Dollar Band, as they call them, Alabama performing at the Rose Bowl. I love that nickname, the Million Dollar Band. Well, now you got multi-million dollar payrolls of players in college football, so adapt or die, as the saying goes. 17-0 Indiana at halftime. Full update from Earl Forsey coming up top of the hour. And I'll talk more about the Commanders' final game of the year. A season from hell. A season to forget. But a couple things I saw last night that I said, wait, what? In line with, is that what he's doing now? And that's what a lot of people say hearing me on the radio again. Oh, Steve Zabin? He's on the air again at DC? I thought he went off to Wisconsin to do that thing. I did, and it ended, and now I'm back. Yes, this is what I'm doing now. I'm happily taking whatever reps I can get, and I appreciate them on a holiday New Year's Thursday. But did you know, Metal Chris, what Kevin Spacey, former A-list Hollywood actor, one of the biggest actors in television during the peak of the West Wing run, or no, is it West Wing he was in? Which political show he was in? I don't watch network episodic TV. Kevin Spacey, Oscar award-winning actor from movies like American Beauty. Do you know what he's doing now?
No, I have no idea.
He is doing a cabaret show in Israel where he gets on stage and sings, and not very well. It's called Kevin Spacey Songs and Stories, a cabaret-style show featuring music, storytelling, and tap dancing.
Well, I guess that's where you go after you get Me Too'd. Like, I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. Now, look, from everything I saw and read, he is lucky he ain't in jail right now. But he is certainly way too toxic for anyone to touch. But that's what he's doing. Now, if I can one-up you on that, remember Kathy Ireland cover model of SI's iconic swimsuit? Do you know what she's, and she was the doing
kicker.
Now?
She was the kicker in that movie, too, on the, what was that football movie?
The remake of North Dallas 40?
No, she was the kicker on, what was it? I can't remember the name of the movie, but it was like...
Hold on, I'm looking it up right now.
And I was like, what
necessary
was it?
Necessary Roughness,
that's what yes. It was, yep.
1991, but Kathy Ireland was the it girl on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Probably her and Elle Macpherson, the two most, and Christie Brinkley. There's your holy trinity of cover girls for the SI swimsuit edition. Do you know what she's doing now? Couldn't believe this.
I would imagine hawking Budweiser or something.
No. She's a commercial fisherman with her husband. She posted a video saying the best thing about chopping frozen mackerel in the wee hours of the morning is having an oceanfront view of the moon setting. Favorite time of day is the fourth watch. I literally was like, what? So I looked it up. She has taken up commercial fishing as a new pursuit along with her retired ER physician husband, but still has her multi-billion dollar lifestyle brand empire. Well, all righty then. Here's to new ventures off the beaten path in 2026. Hour number three coming up on this New Year's Day edition right after this.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.